The meth pipeline has connected Wisconsin through the Twin Cities to Superior. So far, candy-flavored meth hasn't shown up in northern Wisconsin, but Douglas County Sheriff Narcotics Officer Mike Miller is expecting it. It's been reported in the Twin Cities. He says children are the object of meth dealers who put candy flavoring in the drug.
Like your elementary school, middle school age group who sees this might think, well, this isn't as bad as the regular meth. You know, this is something less potent or not harmful to me. So they're targeting that young group, hoping that they can get them hooked on the meth and then have customers for life.
Miller says meth makers are mixing in chocolate or strawberry Nestle's Quick, the same stuff kids mix with milk. Law enforcement people are trying to head the drug off by talking to students as young as fifth graders.
We try to, you know, downplay the myth that, you know, it's strawberry Quick, so it's not as potent. And that's just a common thing we've always seen. The color necessarily doesn't have anything to do with the purity. The color is just what is added to it to give it that color and flavor.
In fact, flavored meth is just as pure and thus as dangerous as the normally bitter-tasting narcotic. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.